all Johnny English.
I've never seen the second one. I heard it didn't do very well. Well, I am ready whenever you are. See who is on this. It was really 2003. God. Years ago. I wasn't even working for Mexico State yet. Oh, I was doing health counseling stuff. Yeah. Okay. Da 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 da. Oh. The voice go? No? Oh, our ribbon's coming down. The north is interesting. That's what all that junk about. Anyway. Time passes so much when you're having fun, don't you think, LJ?
Yeah.
You having fun?
Yeah, sure.
That's good, I'm glad. Boy, for all the people that used to be parked here now, it's like they don't have anybody here. The Tigger Bunny. Hello.
It's so annoying. I know how that is. Of course, I don't have breath to have to figure with either. It's gonna make it even more obnoxious. So I am left wondering if I truly understand this to its fullest. What's going on? There. Look out for the cocoa. They're always there. I tell you.
Hello.
Hello, world. Yeah? Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you're going to voice somewhere. Friday's for me. I'm sorry. I really am kind of a man of interest in that limited capacity. Like I said, come in handy sometime. Weird. I'm afraid that between my garments and the shirt, I'm going to have like an electrical fire or something. Not yet. But I'm ready. I'm ready at any moment. It just shows you my level of training. I'm ready at any moment, Lee, for whatever comes.
Pardon me. Well, anyway. Now the grading done. This is one of those weeks where the assignment didn't really ask for much in the way of research, so people didn't have to research. Well, did anyway, because they're just accustomed to it. You go, gee, you know what? That's good. That's smart. Just trust me. You look better than everybody else. Everybody basically got a 10. Except for one person who was like answering. It was like, didn't read anything. It just kind of vamped the whole thing. It's like, yeah, right there. Only knocked off 1 point, though. It's like, geez. The class actually does get a little easier as time goes by. So if you can muscle through the first part of the class, you'll tend to get fine grades toward the end, and you'll get probably a better grade than Derek thought you would. Except for guys who don't do it, sorry.
He only had a few more PowerPoints. Five more presentations. The better left of the
session. Yeah.
Which he doesn't know he's ever.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're wrong or misguided. They're going to do a fucking job.
Yeah. But Alicia, she just did on so many times, I think she talked for like a minute and a half. She was like, oh. And it's like, wow. Okay.
That is why when people say, well, you did such a bad job, all you did is help people to read the book. And I go, yeah, I'll be real to
that. You didn't read the book. You had no clue about what you
said. That's right.
Because you said, I found a few things really interesting, which seemed to be that we could see the work.
Yeah, okay. I was like, why is this actually, you know, most of the papers are kind of like that, you know? It's like, okay.
And then Alexa, she's vegan. Yeah. Her is pregnancy and vegetarianism and stuff.
All right.
And she was talking to me. She said, listen, listen, this. But she didn't take out of her head some of the other stuff that was not so good.
That was kind of like, you're probably not going to get all the nutrients that you actually need.
Yeah.
Because you can, when you're not being very physical and when you're not being very, or when there's nothing really taxing your body, you can get away with vegetarianism.
Well, it's just saying in the test that, okay, even if you're vegetarian, you should be at least when you're pregnant a lacto-ovo vegetarian because it's giving the baby nutrients that you would normally get.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Mm. I think half of oxygen is all low-fat garbage. And you go, yeah. Your kids are dying for, not dying, but kind of some weird problems because you're not giving them enough fat for their brain to develop properly.
Not enough molar species to them.
Yeah. Yeah, it says, and you can't choke down enough beans and whatever alternate sources of protein that you want to get out of this, because it's not going to work. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Anyway. So.
Yeah, it's not about intelligence, it's about ideology.
He said that on certain days you weren't really gonna have class to say, but if you came in,
yeah,
and you'd have a discussion,
uh-huh,
and if you came in to participate, you'd be extra points.
Oh! Anybody who just shows up is gonna end up probably getting an A.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. I don't know. My class operates kind of the same way. Well, yeah, I'll just deal with the stuff and we'll kind of be fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, there's just a few people in class who actually comment and
yeah.
Yeah, and then other people just listen. They don't
well,
say a word.
I think it comes back to the thing, whatever model you thought education had in the past, pretty much shot. Anymore, if you're trying to get some kind of licensure, it's going to seminars. Howdy, good morning. You know. It says, and yeah. Whatever information or knowledge you get, you glean from books. Or stuff like that. Videos, things like that. Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Aren't those good? Aren't those a
No, the guy back there.
Oh, him. The guy with a cutting blade on
yeah.
it. Yeah, that's doing all the chopping.
Yeah, that was fun.
Sort of. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, anyway, yeah. And you go, what we found out that when it comes down to it, the people that were really educated about something, they didn't really get educated by it. Where are they? So. You know, and our teacher's going to tell you that, but then, one to our honest world, then I'll say, oh no, you have children class. Very important to do this way. And it's like, no. In fact, it's just that, you know, if you go through a course study, and you think that it has prepared you for what's ahead,
yeah.
You go, no, it doesn't. I said, it's mostly just a traditional kind of, it's kind of like hazing. It's just something you have to go through. Its value is almost zero, but it helps to reduce the competition you'll ultimately have. You know, when you look at most of the statistics for a town or something, they'll tell you what percentage of the population has a certain level of education. And it'll be funny, because you'll go, golly, is it really that bad? And you go, yeah, it is. And you go, it's just all about culling numbers. That's all it's there for. You know, a teaching college whose purpose is to churn out, like, school teachers, for instance, this is one of the biggest things about them is that they're supposed to run kind of a gauntlet. And if you don't make it through the entire program, that's exactly what it's supposed to do, is reduce the number of candidates you have to worry about. Now, they used to say, oh, this is because we only want the best. And you're going, it has nothing to do with being the best. It has to do with people being willing to put up with all these conditions and stuff like that. It's not really meant to do that. That's just what it ends up doing. You know, don't get weird about it. I mean, they've got to have some way to ascertain whether you're somewhat serious about what you're doing. It says, this way is as good as any other. You go, and you're going to learn. You're going to learn through the experience, although you might find it interesting what ends up being learned. You know, they might say, that's not what I taught at all. He says, no, that's not what you thought you were teaching. He says, there's a big difference between what you planned for and what happened. Because at some point, well, see, I can't even say that. I can't even say that. You're saying at some point you'll come to the realization. I go, that's not true. You don't have to come to the realization at all. There are people who have taught for years and years and years and still firmly believe stuff that's essentially untrue.
I'm still trying to
figure it out. It's not true. Whatever.
I love it.
This chick two thing. You're throwing way too much into this. Trust me, that's what Mark's been trying to tell you the whole time. Number one, you're doing fine. And number two, you're way too agonizing over this stuff. So getting a PhD, it's a lot of work. But when push comes to shove, it's just a bunch of brouhaha, really. What does the PhD really say? And you go, it says you've been in school for a long time. Because you have really impressive people with PhDs that really do amazing stuff, really add to the knowledge base of the of the field. But you have plenty of PhDs that are just kind of showing up. They basically put you through a meat grinder. And if you let yourself be ground up the entire thing, you'll come out with a fine PhD. The big secret is the perception everybody wants to have that a lot of people can't cut it, and you go, I think that's actually untrue. You know, but you don't have what it takes, and you go, it doesn't really take anything. All you've got to do is do what that shows you. Your research doesn't have to be that amazing. Groundbreaking is totally, you know, they don't know what to do with groundbreaking stuff. None of them are breaking ground. So it's like, oh, I don't know. We go, now, if just for your own sake, like me, you know, they said, oh, well, your capstone for your master's was really kind of cool because everybody else gave me something really stupid. So they met all the criteria, so they got their master's. You go, yeah, this is awesome. There's a lot of work and thought that went into that. And you go, well thought. I'm not sure about the work. But so you kind of see that there's all kinds of people. If I didn't have to pay for all the brouhaha around a PhD, it would be a lot cheaper. But that's actually one of the gatekeepers. They want you to have to pay a lot of money. They want you to have to go through all this grinding. Because it looks impressive if 50 people start the program and only 5 come out the other side. People just assume that that means it's rigorous. And you go, well, I'm sure they've made it as difficult as they can, but that doesn't make it rigorous. Nor does that mean that the people coming out the other side
necessarily any of those sorts of people. So, that's the funny thing about education. This whole institution's just kind of a, like any other, it's kind of a farce. But they want to keep up a pretense that you won't get this through any other mechanism. So it's got to cost as much as it does. To society, to students, you know, whatever. And that ultimately becomes the justification for why it's so important. But look at how important, look at how expensive it is. Look at all this stuff, and you go, it says, a couple of months of good hard study on the internet for free has the best chance, has just the chance of teaching you as much as that. Now, the laboratory stuff, excellent. That's the justification for places like this. There's just some things you can't learn in books. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Hang in there. They put those boys to work. By golly.
Yeah.
They're not busy enough. You know, getting ready for grandma and grandpa coming. See ya. Bye.
Long story short,
I jumped in really late. Well, from this first blush on it, it seemed obvious. It was like, well, it's just them. And it ultimately ended up kind of being them. Because apparently they were using our secondary as the only thing they referred to. And you're going, whatever.
Yeah.
Because if the primary is going, nobody really refers to the secondary. It's there, but you just kind of ignore it. And they just did it the opposite way, I guess. So, yeah, I didn't know that the name was so darn important, but I guess that's what's in the DNS record, so not surprising, I guess. So whatever it's a cause says, our stuff is, we're going to make our stuff match. Yep. Quicker. Clark would say, well, we might have to get them to set it. I said, oh, whatever. He says, I'm supposed to find stuff to work. We have to name it George, because that's what they think their name is, then that's what we're going to rename it, I think. Yeah. Because it's a whole lot easier for us to change our stuff than it is to change their. Oh, man, you should stay away from them doctor people. They're just problematic. No, it's telling me stuff I don't want to hear. Working with Pam Collins gets frustrating. You'll be cruising along with her, and then all of a sudden, at the pivotal moment, she'll disappear. You know, it was like that on that Friday when we did the clone. I could have had the whole thing tested and said, okay, good, all right, now, we're going to push it out to production real fast. So that it'll clone over. But she disappeared. And it's like, ah, bring it, man. I guess, you know, she's a baby person. Yeah. My phone is kind of a quiet day besides this stuff, and really, I didn't hear anything about it. There was no problems until the very... All of a sudden, DNS started acting funny, and I started digging into it, and then all of a sudden... Came in to see me. Then all of a sudden Clark was there. It's like, well, uh-oh. Okay, well, all right. I guess this is now serious. Okay. So all I was doing was just trying to figure out what's going on. And it was like, it's not our DNA. I said, it would be behaving differently. I said, I'm not sure exactly what's going on. May have something to do with the strange circumstance that I have never quite gotten. But all of our packets seem to go out further and then come back to hit our DNS and then go back out and come back in. But it sure looks that way. And it's like, I think we've got a intrinsically, I think something on our router is used up. I don't think it's actually acknowledging the fact that it can send packets directly to these servers. I think it sends it out the stream, and the stream comes back and goes, oh, no, that's you, you know, and kicks it back. And that when something's goofy, further up, then it's done. I don't know. Oh, Ben knows more. Ben's done all the work. I didn't get involved. I think all we did was just roll back to the old hardware, which solved the basic problem. And our DNS update, you know, that script that we run, DNS build, that one was hung up because it was stopping to try to authenticate over SSL. And so once we did it manually, it was like, oh, look, it's asking for authentication. Well, now that should be solved because it's authenticated. But we're going to have to take that into account the first time we do these things, in the box. If we haven't done this since the last time we did it, which was when I did it, 5 minutes before I left. Last time. Interesting. David as the replacement Daniel? I But this Clark just, Clark tends to like to fill things with people, you know. Whether he really thinks, I don't know if he really thinks he's going to be good for it or not. But that's kind of bad. Oh, yeah. Churches are paying a butt. Well, it would get him on the payroll so that when something else came up, when somebody else leaves, they're already in the system and it's easy. You know? It's just a transfer rather than a onboarding type thing. So, may not be a bad thing, but it's going to make it interesting. You know, all the interesting. I thought he did a pretty good job. So what he got stuck with, what I always thought would be more of a librarian job, for being able to have all the documents